NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hello guys, Troy King here, and I'm talking about my new album, The Ghost of Freddie Caesar, on Long Player.
So we're talking about The Ghost of Freddie Caesar,
mm-hmm.
And this is definitely a very 70s funk, and it transports you there. It feels like a time travel. This is quite a personal album with a very interesting story. Could you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, it ties in with my dad going missing a good 15 years ago. And yeah, got to go actually back to when I was like 4, when mum and dad broke up. Because it was probably, he went missing 2 years later. Mum was going through her shed and she found a box of stuff from my dad from when they were probably still together. And she said, you might as well take that. It's not doing anything in the shed. So I took it, and that's where I found this cassette tape, this Freddie Caesar cassette tape. Didn't even know what it was. Put it on. I don't remember the songs, but I got this feeling that I'd heard these songs before. And I just kept listening to it. I just listened to it a lot. I've said that it was some sort of therapy for me to just listen and start dissecting the lyrics, or not dissecting, but writing down lyrics. It was, from what I recall, was pretty rough. I don't know what it was, but it was, you could hear clapping, and so it was obvious live tape. Anyway, that was that until 2010 when I found The Notebook. I wasn't even looking for it. I was like, oh, that Freddie Caesar tape. And I started looking for that tape and turned my house upside down and I couldn't find it. And then I was just like, oh, well, sweet. And then just let that be for another 4 years until I started thinking about this 10 album thing, Journey. And that was one of the albums I wanted to be part of, the 10 albums. I didn't know it was going to be the fourth one. It just happened to be. And so I was like, okay, I don't have this tape to go off anymore. Let's look these songs up, because there was song names on the back of the cassette, so I had them written down with the lyrics that I wrote down. So I started looking this guy up and looking up these songs, and nothing was coming up. You know, you'd think anything you want, you just Google it and you're going to get information. So that was pretty fishy to me. And started talking to my mates, Muso mates, and I'm like, surely someone knows this guy. And they're like, sounds like a cool name, but I don't know. So that's where I was stuck, but I still wanted to do it. It was kind of like an ode to my dad. So all I had to go off were the lyrics and use them to kind of trigger those, the last time I had heard it, which was 2007 probably, and hoping that when I read a lyric that the melody and the stuff would come, and a lot of it fell flat. Like I was like, I'm just looking at blank words on a page here. But then I sat with it long enough, and then some of it started to come back. Not all of it. And there were definite holes in the lyrics that I had to fill. So yeah, it's a big mishmash of the stuff that I remember and just me trying to fill up the gaps.
It must be really comforting recreating those memories that you had as a kid, and memories of your father. Recreating those memories and putting the same vibe to what it was
yeah,
that difficult?
It was very hard. Not that it was like getting me emotionally, but it was just hard to just remember and decipher stuff. So it was like these constant mind battles. Like there was a couple songs that felt good, and then I was like, I'm pretty sure there was horns in this one, and then it sounds like in my head this is what the horns are, but then you never know. It could just be yourself just putting those horns in, thinking because of the time that I've done and the writing that I've done that my mind knows what should go there, but it's not necessarily mean it was there in the first place. So having these constant mind battles. So the coolest thing would be to find this cassette and then just sit them side by side and listen to it and go, this sounds nothing like this cassette tape. This cassette tape's actually trash. Nah, not saying my album's good, but I don't even know what, I can't even remember. It was like 13 years ago.
Well, I hope you do find it.
Me too.
Maybe like, it's so frustrating when you can't find something, right?
always.
Yeah.
Or even when I lose my phone.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Cool. So the first track is Shake That Skinny Ass. What can you tell me about this track?
Yeah, well, that name, you might recognize that from one of my previous albums, Shake That Skinny Ass All The Way To Zygotron. So Freddie's kind of been lingering around without anyone's knowledge. It's just a fun track. It's just a nice popping track. And I had three different drummers on this album, and on this one I had Elijah White. He just killed it. It's just a nice pumping track. Nothing to the lyrics really. It's about dancing at a disco club. I don't know.
In the city where they got no face, yeah, I wanna rest my case upon the neon floor. You miss the moon to the morning light. Cause when the sun comes, are you still gonna be yourself? I don't want nobody else.
Shake that skinny ass. Somebody come pull the table. If you're ready and able, come boogie with me.
Come boogie with me, baby.
Put your body on the dance floor. Dance to your Eskimos.
Country, or to the land of milk and honey. Ain't nothing for you here but a suit of puppeteer pushing you down a rat maze. When you're gonna stand up to the man, break the chains free. I need to see you make your feet loose, baby, cut the shapes in the rain. And don't you let nobody come and stop that train. Come on.
Just wanna dance some more.
Stop looking for cynical eyes. What you see is hidden in the sky. Truth won't be televised. They're making us out to be punks. Oh, ain't nobody taking my phone. I bring the party to the night parade. Where all the silly people masquerade. I spoon a pot of sugar, she pour the cream. Mix it up until we make a super light beam. Come on.
Shake that skinny ass. Somebody come and move the table.
Somebody come and move the table.
If you're ready, you're able.
Come boogie with me. Come boogie with me, baby.
Put your body on the dance floor. Dance to your ass, you dance. People say, don't kiss her down.
The second one is called Is the Honeymoon Gone? And I don't know exactly what that is, but I did add little bits of my son into the song. He's been with the same girl. He's got a girlfriend. Like, I got a son that's got a girlfriend. They've been together for 2 years, and I don't know where Freddie Caesar was going with it, but just that, I suppose it's like that honeymoon phase where how long can that last for, and automatically look at my son and it feels like they're still in that phase, and I'm like, that doesn't last forever, you know. Me and my wife have been together since I was like 16, and you know, you go through, you grow and you change, you don't stay in this constant state of honeymoondom. But if you could, shit, that would be amazing.
since you were 16. Wow, that's really impressive. Mm-hmm. And that's some really good relationship advice. So you don't always expect to.
Yeah, there's a line in there that says, I put this line in there. It says, find 20-year-old you to make love always be new. So it's just trying to rekindle that youthful love that you might have found with your love when you first got together, and try and hold on to that and keep it going.
Never met an energy quite like yours. Better than dopamine's inside my mama's top drawer. Is the honeymoon gone? Is the honeymoon gone? Find 20 to make love always be new.
Through My Venetians follows off of Nam Maste, which is a complete Vietnam, straight out of a Vietnam War movie. And this one sounds like it's the follow-up to that, because he's talking about ain't been the same since my tour of duty, and he's kind of like, the way I see it, he's not leaving his house and he's viewing the world through his blinds. And which is quite sad. So the song is very upbeat, but I feel like the subject matter is kind of like some PTSD type thing.
suffocate the skies. Neighbors look at me like I'm a fruitcake. We just stay inside.
We don't want the backslide.
Pepper mat beneath shades looking good. Wish I could come out to meet you. Then this step is a step forward. Ain't no corner of my mind yet to be explored. One more win, just to fall. I don't wanna do this no more.
You keep busting up. A step forward in no corner of my mind yet to be explored. One more win, just to fall. I don't wanna do this no more. You get busting up.
Fourth track is my favorite on the album, and it's called First Take Strut. This one is quite special to me because I couldn't decipher a lot of these lyrics apart from the chorus. So the chorus is pretty intact, I think. But the name was only called First Take. I added the strut because I was listening to a lot of the meters, and they've got songs like Sissy Strut. There's a few songs of strut at the end. So I was taking First Take as, I suppose maybe he was trying to get First Take in the studio, like trying to get capture the magic as fast as he could, which I'm all about, which I resonate with. And at the time when I was trying to go through this song, I was actually filming the movie Toke down in the Coromandel, so I kind of used that, how deep I was while I was filming, as inspiration for lyrics, on actually taking like one take in front of the camera, because it's the same. I think it kind of goes, it's really similar to when you're in the studio, you're trying to get stuff as fast as you can, saving time, saving money. Money is time, time is money. So yeah, a lot of those lyrics were just me down in the Coromandel, going through, trying to get into my character, trying to figure out how to cry and make it look and feel real, that sort of thing. So, and then the other special thing on that is I completely wrote this new interlude in the same vein as Marlon Williams' Nobody Gets What They Want Anymore. You know how it goes into that little interlude at the end there? So I wanted to do something in that sort of tangent. And I wrote this little part for, I don't know how you say her name. I know her as Nganeko. I don't know if she's changed her name to Nico or Neko or Nico. But I've been wanting to work with her since last year. She's only 18 and her voice is just straight purity. When you hear it coming at the end of there, you're just like, what the hell is going on here?
You see is only the scars holding true to the authentic you. Fray at the seams, perfect pictures ain't what they seem. Jagged eyes, they can't sleep. They just
last song, Namaste. It's just a super cool kind of rocky vibe, and I remember this track very Jimi Hendrix-ish, and so we try to just go down that sort of path of it. I had to Google a lot of these sayings. Like, there's simple stuff like lay chilly in the long grass, get silly with the green dew. So laying chilly, I think, was when enemies were going past and they had to stay still so they couldn't be seen. And then get silly with the green dew was like weed, I suppose, green dew. And then there's other words like moose on a Harley, run from Uncle Charlie But a moose is like where the American soldiers were there. Mistresses that were from Vietnam, that's what a moose was. So all of these, I didn't know what they were. And the funny thing was, I had written these words down and I didn't know what they were until I started digging into them nearly 10 years later and just getting all these cool little surprises and like, oh, I didn't know that. Big boys like tanks, Red Birds, a type of helicopter. So it's just straight Vietnam.
Civilization's the civilian. War's a mandatory evil. One thing that is crystal clear. War's a mandatory evil. Don't take any souvenir. War's a mandatory evil. One thing that is crystal clear. It's your last day. We're getting up out the jungle. Trip Flair, it's your last play. Red Bird gonna keep you humble. Big boys moving in. Gung ho with a gun show. Grab it in the disc in. Trigger happy with the ammo, ammo, ammo. From Mr. Charlie, his moose was on a Harley. Government tried to warn me, snakes come in the morning. Woo-hoo. I said, woo-hoo. The flashback tears. Don't wanna be sad. I don't wanna be alone. Watch out. Let me come back to you, baby. Let me come back. Sunset through the palm trees and move on down the river. Pop smoke 10 clicks behind me. Tiger soup makes me shiver. Chilly in the long grass. Get silly with the green juice. Matter how far I get from this place, none it won't forget you.
Come on, baby.
War's a mandatory evil. One thing that is crystal clear.
Come on, darling.
War's a mandatory evil. Don't take it as a win. War's a mandatory evil. One thing that is crystal clear. War's a mandatory evil.
You wouldn't rent a car. You wouldn't rent a movie. Rent a camera.
Hey, mate.
Yep.
I'm actually renting a camera right now.
Shit.
Yeah, really handy for trying stuff out, or if you need something for a one-off.
Yeah. Would you rent a movie, though?
ProGear have the best rental prices in Auckland on camera, lenses, and lights. Canon, Fujifilm, Nikon, Sony, Allen Crom, you'll find it at ProGear, 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Show Me Shorts opening night is coming October 2nd. And sorry, just checking my phone. Right, your chance to walk down the pink carpet, celebrate with the filmmakers, and I did show you this tweet, right? Sorry. And see some incredible short films making their world premieres. Yes, Show Me Shorts opening night, October 2nd at ASB Waterfront Theatre. For tickets and more information, go to showmeshorts.co.nz. Perfect for people with short attentions, what's the line?
A group of emperor penguins huddled close, moving together in synchronized waves. This is Universal Harmony. Universal
Harmony. Radiating togetherness with positive energy. This is Universal Harmony. Universal Harmony.
As wholesome as fresh sliced sourdough and as empowering as winning a prize at school assembly. This is Universal Harmony.
Tuesday nights from 10 till midnight are reserved for Universal Harmony with Dr. Snickers, only on 95 BFM.
Putting the bubble back in your moe, that's Universal Harmony.
It's music!
Show podcasts. That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.